Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. On Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, publisher of Aspire Magazine, creatrix of Inspired Living University, and the producer of the Inspired Life event, being held May 1st through 3rd in southeastern Massachusetts. This magical, intentional, three-day, transformational, high-vibe event for women is dedicated to nurturing your soul, elevating your mindset, and transforming your life. We're excited to have the one and only Shannon Kaiser as our keynote speaker, and the weekend features over 70 workshops, a divine marketplace, and so much more. Gather your gal pals and join us. Get all the details for tickets, exhibiting, and speaking at inspiredlifeevent.com. So today, we're talking about one of my favorite topics, angels. And while some people think of angels as being heavenly beings who sit around singing and playing the harp, in this inspiring interview, author Corinne Grillo will explain how angels are actually powerful allies who are always available to help you manifest the health, wealth, and life of your dreams. She knows firsthand after a mind-blowing miracle from the angels saved her life, cured her of lifelong depression, and awakened her spiritual gifts. I've had numerous experiences myself, and I have been waiting for this conversation. So before we dive in, let me share a little about my guest today. Corinne Grillo is a licensed psychotherapist, author, speaker, healer, teacher, and founder of the Angel Alchemy Academy. She's the author of The Angel Experiment, a 21-day magical adventure to heal your life. She's helped thousands of people all over the world go from angel curious to angel powered. Welcome, Corinne.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Well, as I was sharing off air, I'm really excited about this conversation. And I love bringing on guests whose own personal journey of transformation led them to the sacred work they're doing in the world. So let's start there. Take us back to that moment you experienced the angels and awakened your spiritual gifts.
Yes. Well, it happened hot and heavy. It was fast and furious. And prior to that, I mostly had a really intense case of depression, a really hard life, rough childhood, fill in the blanks, you know. And when they came into my life, it was really at a time where I least expected it. I mean, I was not doing well at all. I was drinking about a fifth of tequila every couple of days and taking all kinds of antidepressants and Adderall. And I mean, it was just like I was a hot mess. And at the same time, I was also doing my work as a psychotherapist. So the paradox and the irony of all of that, right? I just was white knuckling through life and nobody knew about it on the outside. I was really good at kind of hiding it. So I had a birthday and a friend of mine bought me an angel reading or angel healing. And I didn't really know what that was. I just thought I was just, okay, let's go to a psychic kind of thing. I didn't really think much of it. So I went to this thing and by the end of that hour, I felt like I felt so much lighter, like 50 pounds lighter, because she had done some energy work as well and some angel work, but she gave me a lot of messages. But the most important thing that she told me was when I was leaving, she said, "Now you talk to the angels as if they're real." And so that's what I did. And right away, all kinds of angel synchronicity started happening. And I felt like, you know, I'd ask a question. So I would ask a question and then something like, "Hey, angel, show me your reel." And I remember driving on the road. And right when I say that, a laundry truck called Angel's Laundry Service drives by with angel wings as the logo, you know. And
I love that stuff.
I know. So, you know, a lot of people kind of say when they start talking to angels, the synchronicities like that start pumping up. So that's what was happening. But there was still kind of a little room for doubt, like maybe I'm just making this stuff up, or I'm just connecting dots just because I want it to be magical, but maybe it's not actually angels, right? So I was having so much fun and I felt so amazing. I started just feeling better. So I kept doing it anyways, even if it maybe wasn't true that angels were real. So around day three, I was driving through one of the ghettos of Los Angeles, going to a client's house. I used to work with underprivileged children and gang members and stuff like that. And so I was driving through the street, and this bird drops directly from the sky, lands in front of my car, to where I have to hit the brakes. And it was really bizarre. It was just a bizarre vision. So I slowly drive around this bird, and what I see is a bird with a broken wing. And the good wing is trying to kind of scoot up off the ground, but I knew that it couldn't because of that wing that was so mangled. So I didn't know what to do, you know? What would you do? I'm not a bird expert. I'm standing in the middle of the hood, and I'm about to be late to a client's house if I do anything with this bird. So I decided it's probably best for me to stay in the car. But I used my new thing, which was talking to angels. So I asked the angels to help this bird, and I sent it some good juju from my heart. And as I drove around, I was continuing to, like, ask the angels to support and help the bird because it was just such a weird moment, you know. And I look through the rearview mirror, and I see the bird. It's about pigeon size. It starts bouncing, trembling on the ground a little bit in a different way than when I was watching it through my other window. And so I stop the car. I keep watching. And before my eyes, I see from the body of this bird a small bird jump up about maybe 2 or 3 inches tall, jump up from the body of that bird, fly away. Then another one did the same thing. So two birds jump up from the body of that bird and fly away. And then a third bird, and that third bird was a little bit darker and a little wobblier than the other two. That one jumped up from the body of that bird and flew away. And what I saw left on the ground was nothing. So before my eyes, I saw that bird transform into three flying birds, and there was nothing. So, of course, at that stage, I'm going to get out of the car because I had to just go check it out. So I got out of the car, and there was nothing there. And I'll tell you, that moment changed me. And the presence that was there, the feel of an incredible love. I still don't have words for what I felt, but I could feel like an energy, I guess you would call it, around me. And it was like, it just changed me.
It's almost like even when you were getting the other signs and synchronicities, like the laundry truck, your heart still didn't allow yourself to believe. So the divine, the angel said, you want something to make you believe? We're going to make it so that you can have no doubt and be able to explain this away.
Yeah.
That was your moment, right? That was your mind-blowing miracle moment.
That was the mind-blowing miracle moment, and I feel like I needed that because I was so living in the darkness. I was so dark that I could have probably easily talked myself out of the synchronicities, but I could not talk myself out of the feeling that I felt when that bird divided and the fact that I know exactly what I saw. It was broad daylight, and I just, you know, I could just feel the change. So that was just the beginning of a series of miraculous things that began to happen for me. And, you know, just as much as that bird transformed into three healthy flying birds, that same thing started happening for me. You know, my own mind, I stopped wanting to die. You know, I wanted to die for most of my life. Every day, if I was going to pray for anything, it would be like, let this day be my last, please. I'm done. And, that stopped. And, my capacity to just enjoy life. And then also I started hearing a different voice inside of me, you know, my intuitive voice or my guidance. And I started believing it. I started being able to trust and start listening to it. You know, the dark voice inside of my head always was so loud. I couldn't hear anything else, but I started being able to hear the other one.
And that is the moment when transformation begins, right? Now, I'm curious, how old were you at that time of awakening? I always ask that age, because that question, because I notice sometimes in women's lives there's this window of transformation. Do you remember how old you were then?
Yeah, I was probably about 36, 37. I'm 47 now, so it was about 10 years ago.
Yeah,
it's 2010. 2010.
So I was just curious because I just see this. I see it now. I'm seeing now, I'm 58, and I'm seeing now that it's happening to women younger and younger, and I'm like, yes, because I want that moment of healing and transformation, because I remember what it felt like. And like you, I have a story and lived in the darkness and depression, runaway, welfare mom, high school dropout, you name it. Queen of self-sabotage, uh-huh. My family, they called me. And now everybody's like, how do you go from that to queen of joy and inspiration and having all these inspirational media brands? And I'm like, I had to heal my heart. And angels were a part of my journey, not all of it, but they have a major part of my life, right, and the divine and the connection to joy. But I believe it's a catalyst to transformation. And I do believe, as I said, that like you believe, and I mentioned in the bio, that it is about they're always there to support us, and they're waiting for us to ask and reach out. So when we come back from our first break, Corinne, let's dive into that more.
Okay, sounds great.
And then I'll be back in a moment with my special guest, Corinne Grillo. You can learn more at CorinneGrillo.com, and we'll be right back.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
It's time to amplify your intuitive superpowers and allow your soul to lead the way. When you hear, trust, and follow your inner wisdom, you'll discover your soul's path, a path that leads to the joyful, authentic, and abundant life you desire and deserve. Master intuitive teacher, coach, and healer, Carolyn McGee, is known as the Angel, Animal, and Intuition Oracle. She has taught thousands of professional, corporate, and entrepreneurial women to trust themselves and their divine intuition so they can show up in their full power in business and in life. With a background of over 20 years in high tech, Carolyn knows firsthand the importance of living from a blend of her masculine and feminine energies. If you're ready to embrace your intuitive superpowers, visit CarolynMcGee.com to learn about Carolyn's supportive programs and offerings.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hi, everyone. This is Shea Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shea Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. With me today is Corinne Grillo, the author of The Angel Experiment. So, Corinne, when that happened and you felt that energy presence and you knew something deep within you shifted, it still takes conscious decision to step making new decisions. How did you take those first steps, towards a new path? Or was it organic? Did it What did it feel like?
Yes. So you kind of broke up a little bit for some of that. Are you there?
It took you a little bit. I missed that last part. It's almost like you stepped away from the phone for a moment. I apologize.
Yeah, no, I mean, you're a little choppy. Are you on a landline?
Yes.
Okay, but I can hear you now. Okay, so what was your question?
Was in that moment when you had that awakening, everyone has that moment where they know something within them shifted, but then you got to live in the world and start making new conscious decisions, but you still have the old script in you. How did you start taking those new baby steps with this new energy that was in you?
Yeah, well, okay, so I thought it was amazing I could hear an alternate view of things within me, right? I'm hearing this other voice, and it's inspiring me to do things, like love more. But I remember the first time I really made a radical decision that was the opposite of what I would have done in the past was after the miracle. I was really, obviously, extremely curious about angels and understanding, wow, okay, that was really, if they can do that, they can do anything. But I kept it in the closet. You know, I didn't really talk about it much. I didn't, I'm a psychotherapist, so I know it sounds crazy if I say, hey, I saw a bird divide into three. Like, I know my friends who are therapists would want to put me in the hospital or something like that. So I was wise enough to not unpack that all, but I went on this kind of secret journey, and I remember the first time I made a different decision, a really big, when it came to my addictions and not hating myself, all of that came easy. It just was very natural. I didn't have to unchoose it or choose differently. It's just my energy body had healed. You know, I was healing, so making those choices were easy. But the decision, the biggest decision that I made that really was the game changer was when I did an online search for angel healing training kind of thing. And I found one in Hawaii. I'm talking about angels, and I feel like I had a chance in there would have been a fork in the road. And if I chose the practical route, maybe my life would be really different right now.
I'm so glad you didn't. I'm so glad you followed your inspiration. But I believe that, though, too, about what you were saying, first one sign, then two. I always think that when we're not listening, the signs will come faster and furious. And many years ago, I was taking an angel certification. I'm going back like 15 years. It was with Karen Paolino, who trained under Doreen Virtue way back, a long time ago. And what happened was, I'm curious, it sounds like you did the same thing. So in the training, she would say, watch for signs, but I would demand what the sign would be. I want to see a blue feather on the front stoop at 2:00 on Tuesday, right?
Like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, I would do those things. And I'll share a short story, and because I think listeners may do this too, and I'd be interested if you did too. So I'm in the middle of angel certification. We have a motorcycle trip coming up. So I leave, she said, to the class, watch for angel signs. So I'm on the back of the motorcycle, and I'm saying, I want to see a heart-shaped cloud on my 7-day trip, you know, on this motorcycle. And every day it's like, there's a shape of a boat, there's this. And I'm like, I want a heart-shaped cloud. So, of course, I'm not noticing anything else. But on the windiest day on the beach, I mean, we're covering our face because the sand was blowing. We get back to the hotel room, which was on the beach. On the little floor mat as you're about to enter the beach house is a feather. Now, I didn't put two and two together. How is a feather sitting on the mat outside in the middle of a sandstorm and not moving? But see, I ignored that because I wanted the damn cloud.
Right,
we go out
right.
to eat a feather. I kept ignoring them. And the end of the story is this. I go to a bookstore, and I'm looking, and this book falls off the damn shelf in front of me. And I pick it up, and I'm like, there's nobody else in the store. And it says, if you hear the same message three times, you better listen. It changed my life. So as I'm walking out, there's a third feather next to the motorcycle as I'm about to get on. And I said, oh, I get it. It's not about me and my ego telling you what to do. You're trying to say, are you listening? So I melted, I leaned in for the rest of the trip. On the way home, an hour from home, a license plate goes by me, 444 WNGS, Wings. And I said, I get it now. If I relax and trust, the signs are around me. If I demand and let self-doubt come, look what happened. I shut off. Now, have you found that in your work with clients going, I can't see?
Oh, yeah. People, we're so stubborn. We're so stubborn that we just miss the gold when it's right in front of our face. And I think we just want to complicate things when they can just be incredibly simple. But, yeah, I see that a lot. And some people are like, I really want feathers. Like, personally, I have feather envy because some people manifest feathers all the time. I'm not a featherer. So I'm just like, gosh darn it, angels, I could use a feather, but that's just not how they usually communicate with me. They communicate to me through signs and music and things like that. So yeah,
I get repetitive words like you did earlier, hearing a conversation.
Exactly. All I needed was two Konas, and I was off on my way to Kona.
Oh, I love it because, see, don't you notice too is. The more you lean back and trust and listen to the signs, at first it was tough to trust because it's ego, right, in the unknown. But now I receive that insight and I have no doubt. Every business decision is made by intuition, which I believe is guidance, which, again, is connected to the divine and the angels. So now the more you trust and play, the more insights come. It's like this. It's a fun game.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
And we're going to take a break now because I know if I wait a moment, we're going to get so deep because I want to talk about your book because you made an experiment. And I think that is so unique and fun because it gets us out of our ego and head and those self-doubts and the demands we make. So we'll be back in a moment. I'm with Corinne Grillo, licensed psychotherapist, author, speaker, healer, teacher, and founder of the Angel Alchemy Academy. You can learn more at CorinneGrillo.com. We'll be right back.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Are you being called to step into your truth and embrace your divinity? Are you ready to align your heart and soul, live an authentic life, and become a divine magnet for love and abundance? It's time to listen to your inner wisdom and clear the blocks holding you back from your best life. Leading intuitive prosperity coach, Akashic Records practitioner, and evidential medium Jamie Hearn of liveyourdivinity.com empowers and supports spiritual women like you to align your inner and outer worlds, embrace your soul's truth, and live your divinity. Through her intuitive gifts, grounded wisdom, and empowered coaching, Jamie guides women back into sacred alignment with their truth. Visit liveyourdivinity.com to learn more about Jamie's empowering programs and to schedule an Akashic Record reading.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth Radio is conscious living for your soul, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, and with me today is Corinne Grillo. We're talking about everything angels. So you wrote your book, The Angel Experiment, a 21-day magical adventure to heal your life. And in it, you share that you encourage your readers to treat your book as if they're scientists beginning a potentially groundbreaking laboratory experiment. Why did you feel this was so important?
Well, I think it's important to keep an open mind, but to also, you know, have a healthy level of discernment. And my goal has always been to connect people with the reality of angels, not connect people with my version of angels, right? So it's important. All the work that I do is really designed to help people make a specific direct connection themselves, so that they become either, so that they can practice and decide for themselves, or that they can go, yeah, I didn't, you know, nothing happened. And so so we want to keep it open for people who might be on the fence or not really believe, because I didn't believe. I thought of angels the same way most people think of them, like they're in some book and like, oh, yay, heaven, you know. I didn't think of them as like right here, right now, ready to do amazing stuff for us. Ready to, you know, divide birds into three, ready to heal us at deep layers that where psychotherapy can't even touch. Like, I didn't know they were that right here, right now. So it's important that for me that everybody just try, you know, even if you don't feel like it, because they came to me in a time in my most need. And I was not a religious person or anything like that. So it's like, let's make it an experiment. And then you tell me if they're real or not.
And it makes it fun. It's almost like I'm a joy spotter, joy hunter. I look for joy. But in this, it's like you're looking for the signs, the synchronicities, the messages.
Yeah, it's so fun. It is so
fun. Yeah, I mean, it feels energetically fun. And what's nice is they're discovering it for themselves. It's not you as the author saying, hey, this is what it will be. Because I think everyone receives the messages in different ways, like you were talking about earlier. Have you found that, too, that some people receive visually, some hear? What's your main feel? What's the way you mostly receive?
I'm a feeler. So I'm a feeler, and then there's a lot of physical manifesting as well. So, but I feel the truth, and sometimes I'll hear it. Sometimes, you know, when I used to do a lot of one-on-one sessions, all of the clairs would kind of get activated depending on what the person needed. But yeah, mostly it's just, you know, claircognizance and clairsentience when I'm just kind of on my own. But yeah, I talk about that in the book, that we receive in different ways and that they can communicate to us in different ways. So, you know, in the experiment, I teach how to powerfully connect with angels. We use invocation, we use energy work, and energy healing transmissions and things like that to help open up the field, the angelic field. But it's one thing to talk to angels. It's a whole other thing to know how they talk back to you and to start paying attention. So I walk everybody through how to do that. And I have to tell you, it's been such a fun process when this book was released, because people are in our Facebook groups, and they have all kinds of fun things happening for them. And it's just, I mean, angels are just so fun, especially when they're really trying to get people's attention.
And it is fun, like you said, in getting the different messages. And the other thing that you said earlier is that yours, you know, your moment came at your deepest, darkest days. And those are the days when it's so hard for us to see anything outside the darkness, right? Yes. So I used to believe that the angels were there and just in our time of need, and that the rest of the time you shouldn't bother them. Like, that's the mentality growing up, is like, oh my God, you don't ask for something like that. Like, if your mom's sick or dying, okay, then you have permission to bother the angels. And now I know, oh my goodness, no, they want us in communication all the time. They're there to support us, guide us, and they yearn for that connection from us too. It's like,
it's a two-way. I agree. I feel like the way that maybe I used to think of, like, you know, religious folk or people that prayed, it was always like, oh, help me do this and help me do that, which is so, you know, which angels help with. But I've come to have a deeper understanding of what angels are here to do. They're not just to help. They will help us with our tiniest needs. But if we up level what we're asking for, meaning if we ask them to help us step into our purpose, to help us fulfill our mission, they're particularly excited about that, because on the planet right now, there's so much suffering. And many of us came here to help tip the balance back into the field of love, and we're here to kind of shift the paradigm. And so angels are here to really activate us and support us. So I see angels and working with angels on the daily in the way that we love to do is as a path towards transformation, towards enlightenment, if you will, for less, lack of a better word, but towards deep, powerful transformation. And many times our soul came here exactly for that. So I just want to say that about angels. It's not just about prayer. They will get you on track. But our task is to listen to the guidance and to do really impractical things like go to the gosh darn Kona, go to that gosh darn retreat. Oh, my God.
Exactly. And one of the other things, too, that I've noticed on my journey is, and, you know, others that are in my circle, because like you, I surround myself with, you know, high-vibe people that are also dedicated to living from the inside out and living their best lives, right? And one of the things I noticed is we were raised to believe that we need to know the next step. And when we don't, we go into fear and constriction. And I lived that way. And it sounds like you did too. Depression, fear, and anxiety for, God, 35 years of my life.
Yeah, me too.
It was. And then control, because control is just part of fear and anxiety, right? I need to know the details. I can't take the next step till I see A through Z in every detail and the date that it's going to happen. And working with the divine, I call it my divine support team or spiritual support team, I realize, oh, you want me to take that step? And I take it, even when I can't see the next 20 steps ahead. And off the air, you had asked me, mentioned about Aspire, and I said, well, it came from a vision. I had a deep desire. Well, actually, it really pissed me off because it was a vision that wouldn't stop, and I didn't know it was a vision. You know, like when you get a sign, and it kept coming to me in a dream. But I wasn't aware enough at that time. I thought it was just a dream. But really, it was my support team saying, you have a mission, this is what it is. And finally I woke up to that and said, okay, I'm just going to take step one. And here I am 14 years later with Aspire magazine. But that's how she was birthed, down to the logo. But at the time, we don't know how to decipher the signs. So in your book, how do you help people decipher the signs and encourage them to take the next step?
Yes. So, yeah, deciphering the signs is its whole other business, but it's really about learning to trust, how to develop, open, and trust your intuition. And people are not used to that because we live in a culture that really negates things like intuition and sacrifices intuition for logic and for rational world. So in the beginning, it's just learning how to trust your gut feelings, learning how to just open your heart and mind to, and learning how to be curious, like, I wonder what that means. And then letting the answer come to you, as opposed to you always needing it spelled out. And sometimes the angels will spell it out, and it's hilarious when they do that. But sometimes there's room for interpretation. So, and then after you understand what's being told to you, there's no way to really move past the membrane of suffering without taking a leap of faith. So many of us are still trapped in this, like, membrane, or this, I call it the invisible body condom of suffering. And, you know, no matter how you try to break out, you just keep on getting bounced back. And And sometimes it takes big leaps of faith. So when you know what that action is supposed to be, or you really kind of feel, it's like a healthy amount of excitement and also terror often for the big ones. So me going to Hawaii was not just exciting. I was terrorized by the debt that we were about to accrue. I felt guilty, 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 so guilty. But Spirit guides you through. Just because you feel guilty or ashamed or afraid and terrorized, it doesn't mean you stop. Most people pull back when they feel those feelings. But when Spirit's talking to you, they're asking you to move past that suffering, that membrane of suffering. And the guardians of that membrane of suffering are things like terror, fear, guilt, shame, all of those things that want to keep us in the old world.
Exactly. And do you feel, too, that this whole journey from that moment you saw the miracle with the birds to the work you're doing now, that whole path and everything before it, even, you know, the substance abuse and all that, led you to today in this conversation, in the work you're doing in the world?
Yes, absolutely. But I feel like there would have been there's a few different trajectories of where I could be right now. And where I am today has everything to do with my guidance, listening, and taking terrorizing sacred actions towards freedom.
I love that sacred action. I always use the phrase inspired action, because inspired comes from the inside out, but sacred action, that it sounds even more intentional to me.
Yeah, I mean, you have to know when you're in it, because sacred action often does not feel good. It's scary. It's inspired, but it's scary. So you know, I'm constantly telling, you know, the students that are with me or clients or whatever, it's like, look, you're right there, but if you're just going to sit on the couch. You know, so many people want to win the lottery, right? But you can't win the lottery by just sitting on the couch drinking beer. You have to get up and go to the liquor store to get it. So it's the same when you're working with Spirit. They'll do their part. They'll open up the doorway, but we are the ones that have to walk through.
Oh, so true. And it is scary. And I'm thinking back to every step I took. I was petrified, like you said. It was like,
right?
The unknown for us in that moment. Now, of course, it's natural, but in that moment, it's like, people are going to think I'm losing my mind.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean,
I'm closing my business to go on a spiritual path. I had a successful business for 11 years, won Entrepreneur of the Year for State of Mass, and I kept hearing, this time is done. You've changed lives in this way. Now it's time. But I was like, what are you talking about? I can't do that. But I did it. And then 5 months later, the vision for Aspire came, and I know if I hadn't left and followed that guidance, look at my path would have been different, because it was part of my healing journey to be here today, right, and to do that work. But I was petrified, as you shared.
Yeah,
terrified, actually.
Yes, it's terrible. That's what I mean. That's when you know you're entering into your soul work, when it's the equal parts exciting and terrorizing. you can't have one without the other.
No, and the part now, hindsight's always 20/20, right? I look back and go, okay, Linda, you know when you have crisis in your life, and we all do, right? Could be family, health. You look back and you go, Lynn, you've been here before, where you couldn't see the next step and something, you know, tough is happening. But every single time you just trusted and took the next step, something, it led to something amazing. And we just went through it with a double diagnosis with my honey on November 4th. And I started a hashtag seeing the blessings post on my personal page. It was my way of saying, I'm choosing to look at the blessings and the miracles all around me. I only focused on that, no matter what doctors and everything were saying. People started responding to those posts. And I wrote them so I could stay grounded in my truth, right, and not fear. Do you know the responses were, how are you choosing miracles when you have all of this? And I said, because the choice is always ours where we put our focus. And in your book, you share certain, I don't know what to call them, experiments, I guess you can call it. How did you come up with them? And when we come back, I just realized the time. When we come back from our break, I want to talk about what readers can expect in the 21-day experiment, because I want to get them excited about, like, to me, I'm already excited. It's like a little science experiment. I can hear the little voice going, hee, 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 let me, you know, figure out the next step.
Uh-huh.
So we'll be back in a moment with Corinne Grillo, and we'll be back soon.
This is OTRFM, part of the iOM Radio Network.
Do you feel overwhelmed and unsure about what steps to take to find peace, joy, and purpose in your life? Chris Groth is a spiritual mentor, energy healer, and best-selling author of the novel Soliloquy, a novel of healing, soul connection, and passion, and co-author of several best-selling books. Chris is passionate about helping women connect more deeply to their own truth, to promote healing, and restore balance to the body, heart, mind, and soul, so they can live a soul-connected life. Chris serves clients around the world through spiritual mentoring sessions, energy healings, and powerful custom-guided sound healing meditations that bring in the energy of crystal singing bowls. If you're ready to heal your heart, nurture your soul, and illuminate your path, schedule a complimentary virtual session with Chris today at chrisgroth.com. That's Chris with a K and GROTH.com.
This is Terry Van Horn, and I want to invite you to join me for my weekly radio show, Healing Light, on OM Times Radio every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Healing Light, we want to bring love, light, and blessings into your world. You can find out more about us at www.healinglightonline.com. Blessings.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
This is OTR-FM, part of the iOM Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations and with Corinne Grillo today, author of The Angel Experiment, a 21-day magical adventure to heal your life. So let's talk about that, Corinne. What can readers expect in the 21-day experiment?
They can expect to meet different archangels. So every day I sat with a different archangel, and the archangel had a different message for the day. And it's a building process. So it starts with an invocation. It starts with a message, then an invocation. We invoke the energy of the archangel. And then I take you through a meditation to help you detox, to help you clear out the blocks, to help you come back into your body, and really to help you open up into the field of what we're talking about. So each day builds upon the next, and every day I sat down and I said, all right, angels, who's coming? Who wants to give these people a gift? And then so it was step-by-step revealed to me. I didn't know where the whole process was going to end. They just said, hey, it's time to do this thing, and I had to drop this other project I was doing. And I said, okay, let's do this thing. And when I released it, I first released it to an international audience through an online ritual. It's a 21-day online course or ritual. And the feedback, I mean, the stuff that was happening for people almost right away was incredible. So then the angels eventually said, hey, we're going to make it a book now. We're going to, you know, do it a different way. So.
And look how it's unfolding, my friend.
I know. But the days are so sweet. I mean, I was so touched by when I was sitting with the angels, and then they said, okay, this is the gift that we're giving people today. This is what we're going to open them up to. Like, day one is miracles, right? So when you start day one with the angels going, hey, we're going to open up the field of miracles to happen, it's like, okay, well, that's day one, right? So you can imagine what's in store day one through 21, right?
Yeah, and you start right in that beautiful energy, that high vibration energy.
Yeah, and it's pretty amazing.
Well, I can feel the energy and vibe. So one of the things is, like you say in the angel experiment, that we need to develop the right kind of eyes to signs from the angels. What do you mean?
Yeah, again, I'm going to point us back to the fact that our culture has dismissed our feminine wisdom, our intuition, and we have trained ourselves to close down the magic in our eyes, to close down the magic of life. And so when I say we need to open up our eyes, it's a different set of eyes. We need to re-strengthen our spiritual eyes, our creative eyes, our intuitive eyes, and really open up to the fact that the world is not this dead thing that we're just kind of walking through. The world is alive, and it will come to life when your eyes are open, because the signs are always there. The support is always there. Spirit, when we came here, they made sure to fill up this whole place with good medicine for us. And the medicine is in nature. It's through the people that we connect with. But it's our invisible posse is right there too. So we have to develop our intuition also, and our intuitive senses, our spidey senses, so that we can really begin to understand these energies and really start letting ourselves feel them. So a lot of my work is designed to help detox you from the crust that you've been carrying through life that's been kind of numbing you out, so that you can actually feel angels. So that was one of the first things that I was able to do, is feel the presence of angels, which was like, what is going on? What is this? What is this thing happening to me? And so amazing.
And you encourage readers to reimagine coincidences when working with the angels. So talk about that. I love that. Reimagine coincidences.
Yes. So, our rational part of our brain wants to go, oh, that's just a coincidence. Like when I heard Kona on the same day two different times, right? It was like I could have shut that down and been, that's just a coincidence. We can't afford it. I'm not going to go. And that would have changed my trajectory. That would have changed my angel bliss, if you will. And so it's important to not think that everything's a coincidence. It's important to start recording. So in the book, I recommend writing down the coincidences that you have, because what ends up happening is you see how much of this stuff is happening, and you could start creating a roadmap of all of this awesomeness. And we have had these synchronicities and coincidences our whole life, but we've shut them down. And if you really think about all the amazing things that you may have experienced, when they're not all documented, they kind of go away. But when you put them all down on paper, you build a compelling case that, in fact, there's no such thing as coincidence.
There is no such thing as coincidence, is there? And how did you come to that, though, like in your own personal journey?
Yeah, I think because right away the angels weren't teaching me. They were instructing me on how to live. They were showing me how available they are, how ready they are. And it started right away with this angel synchronicities. I was still doubting them. But when someone comes into your life, or you're just thinking, hey, I need this thing, and then someone texts you, hey, I have some of this. Do you need it? I mean, when those, it was very clear to me in the beginning that, oh, my gosh, the whole time I'm not being grateful. I'm just going, okay, well, that's interesting, right? Well, that's an interesting thing. And I realized like my whole life was full of support. So so they just instructed me right away and just helped me see, like, look how much support you have. We are always helping you. And it's those little mini miracles we have to start becoming attuned to in order to really just dial in on how we literally have everything that we need right now. It's just a matter of our willingness to participate.
And you know what I love about tapping into all this is, remember at the beginning you said you were in your darkest days, but when that bird miracle happened, you could feel the energy shift within you and feel that sense of spirit. Well, when you focus on miracles, you can't help but raise your vibration, open yourself up more. It's like it automatically opens you up to possibility because it's such a high vibration. So for me, even with depression, fear, and anxiety, I started to notice the difference. Well, when I focus on miracles or angels or these signs, I feel better. And then I realized, okay, there's no coincidence here. You feel better because you're tapped into this other energy. And then you want more of it. Is that what it felt like to you too?
Oh, absolutely. Oh my gosh, considering the place that I was coming from before that, yeah, I mean, I was in hell. Like, it was just emotional, psychological torture and physical torture. So it was just, wow. So yeah, any taste of good was a good idea. It was like sweet nectar. So I was just willing to follow that trail because the alternative was pretty gnarly and pretty grim. But yeah, I mean, a new field opens up, and we are right now, all of us, we're standing in those worlds. And in both, we can put our feet in both of those worlds. It's not hard to go back into suffering. I can easily go back into suffering. I'm designed for that. However, like you're saying, attending and doing things that are kind of keeping you in a different field of energy is a good idea. So that's why this Angel Experiment book is 21 days and not just one day. We actually want to help you develop a consistent practice.
Well, and they say too, I think it's 21 days, that it takes that long to create new neural pathways and create new habits. So it's almost like in the experiment, you're helping, I don't know, reprogram, recalibrate them into saying, yeah, and that's what I can feel from this conversation and from the book.
Yeah, and I'm saying, yes, that's what we're doing. We are changing brains because we can. We can change brains through the power of spirit especially. And there's so many people who do this work with me that are so blown away because they do feel like they're stepping out into a different field of energy where they're more resilient. As a matter of fact, I have to tell you, I just did a book signing the other night, and it doesn't take much work to make some of these shifts happen. I did one little exercise. It took about 3 minutes, and this woman raises her hand, and she's like, I am in the middle. I want to die every day. I'm like you, and I just want to die, and I'm just overwhelmed, and I can't do it. And I said, okay, everybody's going to do this one little practice. I led an invocation. I did some energy work. We as a group did some energy work on you know, the whole group. The angels came in. And so I do this angel talk for about an hour. I come back to her. I look at her, and she looks so different. I mean, she looked brighter, and her smile was bright, and I was like, whoa, what happened to you? And so she said, I have never felt so good in my life. I haven't felt this good in years. I don't know what happened, but I feel so much better. And so here's the thing. That was a few days ago. She emailed me this morning and said, I just want you to know I'm feeling amazing. My life hasn't changed on the outside, but I can't even believe how I feel right now. Thank you so much. And so she bought the book, and she's doing the book now too.
I love stories like that, because you and I know from living and experiencing it how transformational it can be. And I'm so glad I got a chance to have this conversation with you and share this message with my audience. And I want to invite everyone right now, go to Corinne, Corinne, Guerrillo.com to learn about the Angel Alchemy Academy, to order a copy of her book, The Angel Experiment, a 21-day magical adventure to heal your life. And Corinne, I want to thank you for joining me today, for doing the work that you're doing in the world to elevate the vibration. And it was a pleasure being with you.
Oh, thank you so much. Such a treat connecting with you and getting to talk angels with you, a fellow angel lover.
Oh, yeah, baby. And you have a magical week. And everyone, I hope you join me every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the OM Times Network. You can also catch the replays across all podcast platforms, including Apple Podcasts, where you'll find the Inspired Conversation show. Until next time, choose love, choose joy, choose happiness, my friends. Blessings.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.